I often say that I would trade much of what I have for the natural ability to sing and dance. Sure, I could say, had I only been nurtured in these things long ago, I might have had a chance. But let's face facts. They had a music program at my school starting in kindergarten. My teacher had me classified a tenor as a younger boy, only to move me to bass the same year. My voice didn't change in that time. It was just that hard to classify the sounds emerging from my mouth. Once in high school, I was cast as the lead in the school play, a melodrama. The role called for me to sing badly at a key moment. My director simply advised me to sing. That did the trick. If anything, the bad singing was too realistic for the melodrama. My bad singing is much more of a tragedy. My problem isn't my ears. I could play music in the band and have a pretty good ear for music as a listener despite my lack of formal training. I just never had command of my intonation as it related to music. I can modulate my voice for the radio.
I can do voices.
But I can't sing. I've done the thing most people do, sing in the shower or along with the car radio, and like most people, I imagine in the moment that my singing is better than it actually is. But when I cup my hand over my ear to hear the truth, I am confronted with a voice so bad it almost seems contrived. The harder I try, the more I do, the worse it gets. My inability to dance makes more sense. I'm shaped like a bowling pin, and my people come from Northern Europe. Even here, though, I have a sense that if I worked at it, I could learn how to dance at least a little. Singing offers no such hope. In most of my reveries, I can sing and dance. In fact, when I listen to Otis Redding or Creedence Clearwater Revival, I imagine myself singing the songs on a stage. Not sometimes, every time I hear them. Just be glad such things remain firmly in the realm of fantasy. To be good at something in life requires us to be really, really bad at lots of other things. Amen.